have the first 2 points of this game. And we're playing against rookies here, fresh out their championship game. So very excited to be playing some teams. Oh, and some tight defense being played on the Archangels. Just turned forced a free throw where Peyton Kuzakin tried to pass over to, I believe, Sean Wheeler. It gets lost. And Kayla Calvert just fouled number five. That's Robin Jones on her way up to the basket. Ooh, that's going to be the second on Calvert. All right. Jones makes her first. So I saw Sean Wheeler already come over and talk to Kaylee about watching the fouls. You don't want you getting foul trouble too early. All right. Jones misses her second one. Gets her own rebound. Puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebound over to Chanel Rosslyn. All right. Sean Wheeler picks it up. She gets it quickly over to Candace Mack. Candace has the ball. She's got Kuzak on the right-hand side of the perimeter. And she gets it over to her. Quickly now over to Wheeler on the baseline. Into Calvert. Tries to put up a shot. Oh, puts up one. Off the glass and good for 2 points. 4-3-2 in favor of the Archangels. All right, 13's going to bring it up. That's Tori Krueger. Tori bounces over to 21. Amber Tavios. All right, back now to Robin Jones. Jones over to number 31. Zitzo. All right, shot put up, missed. And Candace gets a rebound. Man, falls to her knees, keeps on dribbling, and gets back up. Great ball handling skills by Candace Mack there. All right, pass over to Kuzakin. Back over to Wheeler on the baseline. Wheeler puts up a shot. Fights for the rebound with number 31, Zitzo. And, man, she just, like, grabs onto the ball and goes all the way down the ground with it. It's going to be a jump ball, but, man, that was a hog tie. All right, so throw in. Timeout being called. Coach Paul Barker is going to bring his team in. Looks like we got two really good coaches here for both these teams, Coach Paul Barker and Charles Barker. Coach Barker. And I didn't catch the name of the coach for the Archangels, but I got to talk to him for a few minutes, and obviously very enthusiastic about basketball. So it'll be good to see these two teams come out here and meet here tonight. And then coming up after this, we'll have the boys over for the T-Jacks playing against the Lumen Christi Archangels. Big Wave, you got to be happy about this. We're playing at a Catholic school today, so we got the Archangels here representing your specific clan. So I hope that you got to cheer for King Coven standpoint, though. You can't cheer for the Catholic school, all right, Big Wave? Got to throw it out there. All right, so here comes the throw-in. 21, Amber Tavios will throw it into, I believe, number 13 this is. Yep, Tori Krueger, who plays point. And we have a little confusion. Oh, there's actually just a lot of time left on the timeout clock. Both teams are out here ready to start the game, and they've got 5 seconds left on the clock. Kaylee Calver is sitting down, and Rachel Yatchmanoff is coming in. Kaylee's going to have to hang out for a little while and keep herself out of foul trouble. All right, Krueger has the ball. She takes it over, brings it back up, pass over to 21, Tavios. Oh, intercepted by Candace Mack. She's got Krueger to her right, though. She's dished it around. Puts up a shot. Oh, does not make it in. Rebounded by number 21, Tavios. But she's got rookies all over her. She can't get rid of it. Traveling is called, and she was fighting hard to get away from that. She couldn't do it, so that's going to be a throw-in underneath the rookie's own basket. Good job by the rookies on forcing that turnover. All right, Candace gets it over to Wheeler. Bounce pass over to Candace. Puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Gets her a rebound. Puts up one more shot. That one gets rebounded this time by 31. All right. 31 did so. Quickly gets it over to Krueger. Krueger finds, looking for somebody. She finds 31. And does it though. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded though. Oh, by number one, who travels, Maddie Panini. But she is able to dish out in time. All right. Back up to Krueger. Now over number five, Robin Jones. Jones gets it over to Tavios. Timeout called this time by the Lumen Christi Archangels, and they are going to discuss what's going on here. Coach calling for some quick hustle. He wants to talk about what's going on offense. Man, really excited. I'm literally on the other side of a stadium, and I can hear every word that the coach for the Archangels is saying. So very enthusiastic. So it'll be good to see what comes from this. Probably the most significant challenge that the ladies over from King Cove had faced so far this trip. You know, they really dominated pretty well the Talkeetna tournament. Now coming over here to Lumen Christi to play against a squad that, as I look up here, I see, Region 2 championships, Peninsula Conference championships, the basketball team for the boys. So King Cove's going to have some stiff competition, I think, coming from Lumen Christi as well. We've heard rumors that they are a great team. Of course, the T-Jacks are also a great team, so it just makes me more excited to see the game. All right, there's the buzzer, ending the timeout. Score 3-2 for 4 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the first quarter. All right, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Archangels. All right. Ditto's got it. She's on the left-hand side of the baseline perimeter. Oh, she gets over to Kruger, drives down the paint, puts over to Jones. Jones drives the baseline, puts up a shot. Ooh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by, man, there's a fight for it. Almost out of the hands of three different people, but ends up in the hands of Kruger. All right, Tavios has it. She tries to drive past Cam Smack. Cam Smack isn't having anything of it, though. All right, ball now in Robin Jones' hands. She can't hang on to it. She's able to get it out to Kruger. All right, now to the bottom post for number one. Oh, traveling ball. Yeah, Maddie Panini, very tall player down the post, trying to fight her way towards the basket and do a little drop step. But she gets forced for a traveling call. She had some really good defense against her. So good job by the rookies. They're really fighting hard against a really good squad. So I'm excited about this game. Can't smack, get the ball. She drives in. One off the glass, does not go in. Rebounded. Ooh, Panini almost gets it. I think it was stolen for her by Candace Mack. And she puts up another shot that does not go in. All right, Kruger with the ball. Kruger gets to Tavios. Tavios back to Kruger. Shot from 3 points. Ooh, off the rim, rebounded by Yefrenov. Over to Wheeler, and now back to Candace Mack. All right, Candace with the ball. And she is calling for movement from her players. Puts it over to Wheeler. Wheeler drives the lane, puts up a shot. Off the glass, no good. All right. More tight defense, though. And they're forced to throw it away, but it goes off of Wheeler first. All right. And so that'll be a throw-in for Lumen Christi. All right, so here comes Kruger. She gets it to Jones. Jones having some tight defense put against her, though. All right, Kruger on the top of the post. She's got three rookies all around her. They strip it away. Oh! And Robin Jones went for a layup, and Sean Wheeler just slaps it out of here. Great job by Wheeler for just getting that ball knocked out. No foul at all whatsoever. Oh, stripped away. Hitting Zakin. Watson's got the ball. He puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Rebound this time by Kruger. Oh, here comes Peyton again. Trying to steal it. Oh, can't quite make it happen. Kruger goes coast to coast. Can't score the rebound. Can't score the basket. Rebound by Calver. All right, Candace Mack moving fast. She gets down to Calver. Shot up. Oh, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Yashinov. Okay, now Kuzak can put up a shot. No, that was Chanel Rockson put up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Kruger. All right, Kruger's got the ball. She's on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Up now to number 12, Jojo Estes. Over to Jones. Now back to Kruger on the right-hand side. All right. Okay, now 31 Zito puts up a shot. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Archangels. 2:18 left to go. The score is 3-2. Two really well-matched teams. Yashinov is going to go sit down. And we've got all the starters back in now for King Cove. All right. Chanel Rockson moves it to the top of the key. Bounces over to Candace. Oh, and Chanel Wheeler's breaking to the basket. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Oh, rebounded three times now. Oh, none of the balls can drop. Man, rebound upon rebound, shot upon shot. None of them can make it down. But, man, you know, the great effort being put in there by the rookies, and they come back and set up their zone, 2-3 zone being played by them for defense. All right, Jones puts up a shot for the Archangels. Couldn't make it in. Rebounded by Matt. Oh, she's running fast. She's got Kazak in front of her wide open. Okay, now Kruger comes and cuts that off. So Candace pulls back, gets to the top of the perimeter, and brings it over to Kazakin on the left-hand side. Now back to Candace. Candace over to Wheeler, puts up a shot. It looks like it got deflected and came up shy. Rebound by Kruger. All right, Tavios has the ball. She moves it over to number 12. She tries to get down to Fanini on the bottom. Oh, and Candace comes from behind and slaps the ball out from number 12's hand. Kazakin strips it, lands in the hands of Candace Mack. She's got two Archangels in front of her. Brings it over to the right-hand side. Oh, the ball gets smacked out of her hand, into the hands of Calver. Calver puts up a shot and draws a foul. Great action. Literally 1 minute to go here. And we're going to have a parent ejected out of this game as he gets up and just screams at the ref. And, man. And if he's cheering for Lumen Christie, you know, not representing the school very well. And he's going to walk out now. Literally gets ejected from the game. And play will resume here. You know, I guess it's one of his children that is easy to get engaged. Oh, and Calver makes her first basket. But, you know, it is still just a game. Shauna and Kaylee with the ball again. Puts it to shot. Ooh, this one does not make it in. Rebound, though, by Kruger, who fought really hard for it and knocked Wheeler down. But Shauna gets up fast. All right, Kruger drives into the paint. Puts up a shot at the glass. I think that's going to count, yep. Count that basket and a chance for one more at the line. Foul is against. They're not showing who's a foul. Okay, it's going to be against Roxland. All right, Kruger puts up her shot. That one does not make it in. Ooh, rebound by Fanini. Gets dropped out of her hands by Wheeler and out of bounds. All right, so throw underneath their own basket for the Archangels. Ooh, 12 gets it, puts up the shot, in and out. Rebound by Wheeler. He fights Fanini for it. Candace Mack, cross-court pass to Lawson. Oh, gets tipped out. Ooh, we got players on the floor. I don't think she's walking. As number 15, a new player, Megan Child, does a good job of getting her hands in there. And Candace Mack, I think, accidentally slipped down on the ground. I didn't see it. We got some laughs coming over from the sideline. All right, Candace getting her for throwing. Down to Rockland. Chanel puts it up. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Rebounded by Megan Child, Candace Mack strips away and just puts it up for 2 points. Good job by Candace. All right, Kruger comes up. She calls the play. Brings her to the right-hand side. Oh, but she runs into some traffic and loses the ball. It's in the hands of Rockland, I believe. Chanel has the ball. Yep. Chanel Rockland puts up a shot. Oh, misses. Rebound by number 12. All right, now in Fanini's hand. Fanini gets it over. She's got 5 seconds. It's in the hands of the person you want. 2 seconds. Up in the air. Oh, off the back of the rim. Kruger was able to put it up there. Great effort from both teams. The score going into the second quarter is 5-5. 3 fouls for the rookies. 1 foul for the Archangels. And, man, what a game we got for us here tonight. Really exciting. Both teams equally lined up to play against each other. Can't wait to see how this one's going to play out. Hey, looks like we got the boys from Lumen Christi leaving now to go get changed out and get ready for their game against the T-Jacks, which will be coming up immediately following this one, and that should be quite a game. This one is definitely turning out to be as well. So, 25 seconds left to go, and you know, as these two teams come up here, I mean, we've just got two great teams playing against one another. And you know, it's hard for me to say where the adjustments need to be made because neither team is really doing anything wrong. You know, they're both fighting hard. You know, it's just a matter, I guess, of who's going to come out on top. You know, and both these teams are just so well matched and lined up for one another. Bit of a height advantage, you know, coming from, I believe, Lumen Christi. You know, Wheeler and Calver, of course, bring a good presence beneath the basket, and they've taken on players much taller than them and done a successful job of it. But yeah, definitely a height advantage of Sonini and Kruger, very tall, and Kruger plays point and posts up on the bottom. So, I mean, it's, Sean Wheeler breaking for the basket, puts up a shot. It's deflected and goes off of her own hand. Actually, her shot goes up and goes off the back of the rim. No foul called. All right, so Kruger with the ball now. She brings it up. I think she's going to dish it over to Childs. Yep, Childs with the ball now. She puts it down to Fanini on the bottom. Oh, and Fanini really hit it off of 2 feet there, and it should have been a foul. Yeah, I mean, it should have been a travel, I mean. But, that's not going to call it. At Panini, you know, when she gets the ball down the lower post, she really tries to drop step, and the defense is tight on her, so if she drops it one way, she pivots, and then she pivots off the other foot, and you can't do that traveling. But we'll see what happens. All right, I see some Kinko players now for the guys. Oh, Calver with a shot. Doesn't go down. So that was Wheeler with a shot. Wheeler comes right behind Kruger. Oh, and forces her to throw it out. She came up right behind her and just surprised her. And substitution, Zito's coming in for JoJo Estes for the Archangels. All right, and Roxton's going to bring it up past the half-court line for the rookies. Roxton. Chanel passes over to Yatsunov. Ooh, she loses it, but gains control again. She's able to get it back up to the top of the key where Kazakin is. She passes over to Calver. Calver now to Yatsunov. Back up to Kazakin, who drives the lane. Oh, beautiful floating layup off the glass. Man, Kazakin, she really can make plays happen. You know, she's kind of one of the X factors for the rookies, you know. Someone who really can make a huge difference in the game when her game's on. All right, shot goes up for Childs. Does not go down. Picked up by Rocklin. And she will run it up. Chanel at the top of the key. Outside the perimeter. Brings it back. Bounces it into Wheeler. She puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Fanini. Ooh, Fanini uses way too many elbows there. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Wheeler, and Fanini was just throwing her elbows all over the place. I don't know, but it is what it is. They were definitely on Fanini really tight, you know, putting a lot of pressure on her, so I can understand. Okay, Kruger with the ball. This is outside the fouls. Fouls up to Jones. Oh, overshot! Picked up by Rockland. All right, she's got wide open breakaway, but she can't hold on to it, and she's going to double dribble as she tries to make for the basket. Oh, good effort, though, by Roxland. Way to steal it. Take it all the way coast to coast, and almost got 2 points out of it. Okay. Kruger's got it. She brings it up for the Archangels. All right. Pass it over to Jones. Jones drives in. Loses it. Passes it back to Childs. Childs being tightly guarded. Over to Jones now. Oh, Wheeler reaches in. And Jones drives faster. Puts it away. Doesn't get it. Yatsunov gets the rebound. She's able to get it to Chanel. Chanel's got it. She's got a wide open Wheeler. The Childs is coming on really fast. Wheeler puts up a shot. Ooh, foul on the way there. She'll go to the line for two. All right. Score is still 7-5 here. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Really exciting game. All right, Candace Mack is going up to substitute in again. All right. Shauna Wheeler lines up the shot. Ooh, off the back of the rim. Okay, it looks like Tabios is going to come in for Childs, Megan Childs, for the Archangels, and Candace Mack will come in for Rachel Yatranoff. Yatranoff did a great job subbing out for the rookies. All right, Sean Wheeler. Oh, misses it. Rebound goes to Calver, who gets it out to Wheeler, puts up another shot. I think she's going to get fouled on that one, too. So Wheeler will go to the line one more time, try to make something happen out of this. All right. Wheeler gets there to the foul line and gets the ball. She lines up the shot. And here it comes, puts it up. Ooh, in and out. 0 for 3 so far for Wheeler from the free throw line. She walks away a little frustrated, you can tell. All right, Wheeler getting ready. Goes through her routine. Puts up the shot. Oh, that one isn't going either. 0 for 4 so far for Wheeler from the line. Rebounded by the Archangels. And that's Tabios with it. All right, she gets Kruger. Shot off the glass by Zitzo. Rebounded by Panini. Back out to Kruger. Now Tabios puts up a shot. Oh, that one goes down. 7-7 now with just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. All right, Rossland brings it up. She drives down. Dishes over to Kazakin. Kazakin drives up. Oh, floating layup. Nothing but net as she puts that down. Great job by Kazakin. All right, Kruger's got it. She quickly gets it over to Zitzo. Puts up a shot. Rebound by, Wheeler. Wheeler gets it to Max, who has Kazakin wide open underneath the basket. Puts the layup up. Does not go in. Oh, but goes out of bounds off the hands of the Archangels. And, the rookies have made a lot of plays from long cross-court passes to open players. Score 9-7 now in favor of the rookies. Oh, passing goes over to Wheeler. Back over to Candace. Candace puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Kazak, and he puts up her own shot. That isn't going either. All right, I think they're finally going to call elbows on Panini. They're just going to call it out of bounds. She had the ball, and they're going to call it out of bounds. And the referee is going over to... Okay. I think someone else is getting asked to leave. Philly and Christie. All right, there's a shot glass. Okay. There's, so that's 11-7 now. As a rookie score on the left. Oh, and the ball gets stripped away from the Archangels, and Candace Mack ends up with it. She takes it down past half court, sets up a play, dishes it over to Kazakin. Kazakin back to Mack. Candace has it. She bounces it into Wheeler. Puts it a little hook, doesn't go in. Oh, fight for the ball. And it's going to go pushing against, Wheeler's getting a pushing call. And Robin Jones is going to come in for number 12, JoJo Estes, again, for the Archangels. That's the second against Wheeler. Under 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. 7-11 is the score in favor of the rookies. All right, Jones drives past the defense and puts up a nice layup from Robin Jones. That's 2 points. 9-11 now. All right. Chanel Roxland brings it up. Gets over to Wheeler on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Back over to Roxland. Roxland back to Wheeler. Now down to Candace. Candace fakes the pass and brings it back to the top of the perimeter. Oh! And another fake pass gets away from her and ends up in the hands of Jones. Oh, and Jones puts the layup that's in there, and Candace fouls her on the way there, so she'll get a chance for two at the line. All right, so that'll be two chances for Jones. First foul on Candace. All right, Jones puts it up. And, oh, off the back of the rim, up, and doesn't make it way its way down. She'll get another chance, however. All right, so she lines up her second shot now. And this one is down. Oh, fight for the rebound between Ditko and Wheeler. Shauna ends up with it. Oh, man, but now Fanini gets her hands on it. And it's going to be a throw-in, I believe. Foul being called again. Hopefully not Calver. Oh, man, it's foul against Calver. Yashvinov is immediately called over to the substitution bench. Third on Calver. And that'll be a throw-in. You're going to call it, yep, shooting foul. One and one opportunity now as seven fouls for the rookies. And so Kruger will go to the line. I'm sure she's an excellent free throw shooter. She leads his team as a point guard. Puts one up. Oh, doesn't make it in, though. But it's definitely on point. Wheeler gets a rebound, hands it over to Mack. Oh, big pass to a wide open Rockland, who loses it, but regains it. Pass over. Oh, Wheeler tries to put up a shot. Goes in and hits the bottom of the board, or the rim. It's in the hands of Candace. Candace has it, but she does not have a dribble. She quickly gets it over to Rockland, who brings it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. Bounce pass over to Wheeler. Back over to Rockland. 2-3 zone being played by the Archangels. All right. Shauna drives the baseline, puts up a jumper, and it does not go in. Rebounded by the Angels. Kruger's got it. Kruger brings it up to the left-hand side. Rozicko takes a shot. That one doesn't land, but it gets rebounded by Tavios. She puts up a shot. That one gets a jump ball between Zidro and Wheeler. Man, such a huge hustle and effort being put out by Shauna Wheeler this game. Really leading the rookies and has her hands on pretty much every single play. Oh, turnover by Chanel Rosslyn. She's got Kazak in front of her. Who passes her and bounce pass back to Rosslyn in the hands of Tavios for the Archangels. All right, Jones has it. She gets it over to Tavios. She gets the Kruger. Back to Jones for a jump shot from the free throw line. Rebound goes to Rachel. Yeah. Oh, Jones. Ball in the hand of Kruger, who can't quite get a pass. Who can't make her pass, but is able to get the ball to go out last on Candace Mack. So that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket for the Archangels. Kruger throws it to it. Wide open Jones on the perimeter. Drives down the lane. Puts the layup. Does not go in. Rebound by Kruger. She tries to get down to the bottom of the post, but Sean Wheeler, man, just pops it right out of there into Peyton Kazagan's hands. A pass to Rachel Yashvinov, loses control and goes out of bounds. 1 minute literally to go on the clock. And that will be a throw-in. Now they're now under 1 minute. All right. Kruger's got it. Over to Jones, who brings it over to the top of the perimeter again, which Tavios is. All right, now Kruger takes a shot from three-point territory. Whoa, nothing but net. That's going to be 12-11 now as the Archangels take the lead. And a foul against the Archangels as Roxton was trying to dribble. Trying to dribble past one of the defenders and gets bumped a little too hard. And the clock remained going, so I think we're going to get a couple of seconds added to it. All right. Candace Mack, 25 seconds to go in the first half. Bounced it into Wheeler. Wheeler tried to put a shot. No foul called against her. Hands went up all around her, though. But it went out of bounds on Lumen Christie. Candace calls the play. Okay, Wheeler has it. He's looking for someone to get open. Tries to pack it over to Roxland. Does not get it. 15 seconds left to go. Chanel Roxland has it. She gets to Wheeler. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes in the hands of both Wheeler and Krueger. And that's going to be a jump ball in favor of the rookies. 6 seconds to make a play happen here. Oh, Rachel's gets a throw in. She's got 6 seconds to go. Shot goes up by Kazakin. Down! Down for two, 13 to 12. And to be honest, a very interesting situation there as the clock did not start immediately after the throw in, which gave Kazakin the extra time she needed to get the ball and make that shot in order for the rookies to take the lead. So, great game. What a lineup between both these teams. Just a huge effort being put out there by the rookies and by Lumen Christie. Both these guys are so well matched against each other. I can't wait to see what happens in the second half. You know, the coaches are going back. I know that they're going to have a lot to say to both their players, both their teams, because all these guys feel like that they have this game, not in the bag, obviously, but that they have the potential to win this game. So we'll see what happens here. Big Wave, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Austin. Just give me a call when you want to come back.
I would like to say a big hello to the rookie's most favorite fan, Frank Samuelson from King Cole. Hi, Frank.
I don't know him.
Great fun. We're all set.
Stadium, King Cove in the lead, 16-14. Jump ball in favor of, as she got to the ball, there was another player who ran, who grabbed at it, and there's some jump ball in favor of Candace Mack. Or not Candace Mack, but, you know, the rookies, and Candace Mack will throw it in. All right. Wheeler gets it. Down low to where Mack is. She gets it over to Yashinov. Yashinov puts up a shot. Ooh, no good. And they're going to call a foul against Candace Mack, as she was fighting hard against Kruger, who had the ball. And so that's going to be a foul. It's reaching in a little bit too hard. Only a second against Candace, though. All right, Kruger has it. She brings her to the left-hand side. Passes. Oh, pass is stolen by Rachel Yashinov, who quickly moves up for a layup. Oh, doesn't make it in, though. Rebound by Megan Childs. Oh, man. And Rachel's going to get charged for a foul by hitting Megan Child's hand a little bit too hard, they're going to say. But really, I don't know. But not a good reaction from the crowd, I should say, from that one. It looks like Kaylee Calvert is substituting in. Rachel's going to sit down. Great steal by Rachel, though. All right, so coming in now, Kruger's got it. She brings it over to the left. She's on the top of the perimeter. Pass over to Jones. Oh, and Jones drives in. That's going to be a traveling guard. Oh, she ran to three well-planted rookies. Falls down, traveling. No charging. I mean, no blocking call there. Great job by the rookies to be planted and really just to stop that from happening. Okay. Oh, traveling called on Peyton as she started her attack. So that will bring the ball back over to the Lumen Christie Archangels. All right, Kruger has it. Takes it over to the left. Passes over to Jones, who's down the middle. Oh, drives for the basket and just gets the ball swatted away from her hands by Calvert. And it goes back over now to Candace Mack. 4 minutes and 38 seconds left to go here. Candace has the ball at the top of the three-point line. Over to Kazakin. Oh, shot. Nothing but net. Going out 18 to 14 in favor of the rookie. Okay, Kruger just got it. Kruger now down over to Vidzo, who puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebounded by Candace Mack. Candace with the ball. Candace now walks it to the top of the perimeter. Over to Kazak in three shot from three-point territory. Ooh, short. And it's going to be a throw-in now. Free ball underneath for the Archangels. And it will be thrown in by Megan Childs to Jones, number five. Kruger's going to go and play top of the post now. It looks like number five, Robin Jones, will be playing point. All right, Childs has it. She puts up a shot. Ooh, just short. Rebound by Sean Wheeler. Oh, a tight pressure being put on Wheeler by Kruger. Oh, wide open pass, though, to Kazakin underneath their own basket. Oh, what? Shot does not go in. Rebound by Calvert. Calvert bringing back outside over to Candace, who sets up the play. Oh, pass to Wheeler. Gets intercepted by Panini. Okay, Kruger's got it. She's got Candace Mack in front of her. I think she's going to... Oh, and the ball gets picked by Kazakin. Kazakin's got Robin Jones moving fast. Switches the layup out the basket and the foul. Great, great play by Peyton Kazakin. Man, Jones moves really fast. So it was easy for her to catch up with her. She knew that pressure was coming on strong, and she was still able to make something happen. That makes the score now 20-14 in favor of the rookies. The rookies are starting to inch ahead here. It's getting pretty exciting. All right, Kazakin puts it up. Oh, off the rim. They're going to have a lane violation against the rookies. And that will be a throw in for the Archangels. Foul throws it in. This time to Kruger. And Kruger's got it. She brings it all the way up to be met by the rookies. And timeout being called by the Archangels. All right. So great performance into the second half by the rookies. Man, Shauna Wheeler breathing really heavy over on the sideline. She's been putting one heck of an effort out there tonight. Definitely so far the player of the game, you know, making big plays all over the place, involved in every single block, involved in every single basket, doing a wonderful job. And Candace Mack, of course, leading the team as point guard and team captain. Calvert back in with three fouls, so she's got to really watch out for what happens. And then Kazakin and Roxman both doing their part, just really helping on the fast breaks, working long basket shots, you know, making plays happen. So it's been great watching the rookies work really hard tonight and definitely earning every single point that they've made. This has not been an easy game. The Archangels are a really good team. All right, Panini's got it. Ooh, and she passes it over to Jones. Jones being tightly guarded. Down to Panini on the post. Panini puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it. Rebound by Wheeler. Ooh, Wheeler gets tripped up. Ball hands up in the hands of Chanel Roxman. Roxman passes to a wide open and breaking away. Peyton Kazakin for a wide open layup. Good job by Kazakin and everyone involved with that for the steal and the layup. Oh, and Kruger charging. Yes. Kruger goes in, does a tries for a little floating forward jump layup or shot, and runs into one of the rookies, and that will be a charging call. We got substitutions. Kruger and Jones are coming out. And number 12 and number 5, and Anna Barnes and JoJo Estes will come in for the Archangels. Breathe some fresh life into the situation and change things up a little bit. All right, Candace. Oh, just stopped by Panini. But rebound by Roxman, puts up a shot. This time rebound by Kazakin, who puts it right down the bottom post. And there's Candace Mack right there, ready for that. That pass, puts it up. Great job. All right. Tobias Tavios with the pass over from Childs over to Barnes. Gets pushed out of bounds, and that will be a turnover in favor of the rookies, and Roxanne will bring it up. She's met right away by number 12, JoJo Estes. She shakes past Estes, puts up a shot at the glass. and does not make it in. Rebound by Tavios. Ooh, she's got defenders all over her. The ball gets dropped. Chanel Rossman is fighting for it. We're gonna, Chanel, man, great effort by Chanel. Jump ball being called here. I think it's going to go in favor of the Archangels. Yep. Estes will throw it in to Tavios. And Tavios on the top of the three-point line over to Childs. Childs back to Tavios. All right, this time now to Estes. Down the post for Fanini. Tries to put up. Oh! Slapped out by Wheeler. I mean, not Wheeler, by Calvert. Great job by Calvert. Being right there behind Fanini and able to knock it out of bounds. Okay, throw in. Oh, Fanini again on the bottom post. She's surrounded by Calvert and Wheeler. She's forced to throw it away, but Chanel Rossman picks up. She's got Estes right behind her. Puts enough pressure to mess up her layup. Attacking this rebound, puts up her own shot. That does not go in. Oh, I don't know what this is going to be called. It's going to be called a foul, I think, against the rookies. Oh, man, that was being called against Tavios. Oh, okay. That foul was not against Tavios. The ref said foul against number 21, Tavios. He meant to say it was a foul against 21 for King Cove. So that was a mistake on his part. So the ball got traveling there. And Fanini again travels on her way to the basket. The referees are not calling it. And score 24-14 now as Fanini goes for her first attempt at the free throw line. She puts one up, does not go in. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. And Calver is going to come out. And that's the third on Wheeler, though. Calver comes to sit down. Wheeler staying in. And Wheeler is a bit of confusion, it looks like, maybe as talking about. And they're talking about who the foul was on. Up on the board it says Wheeler, but really it's four on Calver. Okay, that's Calver's fourth. The astronaut is coming in for Calver. All right, that second one by Fanini goes in. It's not only me making mistakes. These are mistakes being made on the floor, and I'm just reporting them. So sorry about all that. All right, Rossman gets the reaction off. Puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Wheeler puts up her own shot after the rebound. She's going to the line for two. Now, Wheeler's had a really hard time from the free throw line tonight. I think she's 0-4. We'll see if she can change those fortunes here in this next round. All right, Shauna gets the ball. Lines it up. Puts one up, and that one is in. All right. And Wheeler will get her second attempt now. She takes a quick breath. Lines it up. And that's good. Nothing but net. Great. Great performance that time from the line by Shauna Wheeler. All right, less than 50 seconds to go here. 26-15 in favor of the rookies. They've really taken off in the second half. All right, tight pressure being put on. It's been the defense, too. Defense has been all over the place. Right there, James Zack and pokes out the ball. Almost gets a steal there. Oh, Fanini on the floor now. Oh, and they're going to call a blocking call, I think, against Wheeler that time. Fanini worked her way around a pushing call against Wheeler. It's going to be her third. All right. Throw in goes to number 12. Now Fanini. Fanini gets her to child. To Tavio. That's a child. Now Estes. Oh, ball almost lost by number 4. Okay, Stan snaps out with the ball. 14 seconds. 12. Now 10. She's got enough time to set the shot she wants. She gets to Kazakin. 6 seconds left. Candace drives down. Bounce pass. Shot
Austin Wheeler. Oh, gold. What great passes. No rushing. No mass in the second shot. Just perfect execution. That poison control that comes from the rookies is just their greatest strength. The way that they just, you know, there's only 6 seconds left to go. Kazakin's got the ball. She passes over to Candace. Candace doesn't take the shot. She just bounces it right into Wheeler. You can just tell that these players have been playing together for so many years now. They know each other so well, you know, and they just, it's such a great job, great effort being made by everyone on the floor. It's so exciting to see these guys play. You know, just great basketball. 28-14 as we go into the fourth quarter. Coach Lou and Christie must be a little confused. You know, the defense was a big contributing factor to this breakaway by the rookies. And, you know, this stealing the ball all over the place, you know, forcing turnovers left and right, really hard to keep up with it. So good job by the rookies in that third quarter. All right, we got 9 seconds left to go. We'll see if the rookies can finish strong here and close out there. This will be their fourth straight win so far. All right. And here all the teams come out. We've got Jones back in. We've got Kruger still on the bench, though, as Anna Barnes comes out. Okay. And I think the throw-in that's going in for the rookies is going to be done over again, as there was still some time left on the clock for the quarter break. All right, so here we go with the throw-in. Candace gets the throw-in. She's being tightly guarded by Panini. Candace drives past it over a beautiful layup, 30-15 now. They're still going to show a lot of control in offense here. Let's see what the defense does. All right, down to Anna Barnes. Anna Barnes bounce passes into Panini. Panini puts it up. No good. Rebounded. Oh, traveling. Kazakin kind of spun around a little bit on her knees with the ball. So that's a good call by the ref for traveling. Throw in now. Estes underneath their own basket. She gets it over to Jones. Oh, it's tucked away into the hands of Peyton Kazakin. She quickly pulls up. And gets the ball now to Candace. Candace Mack has it. All right. Looking for the play to be set up. She calls off Chanel Rossman with a pick. All right, Candace drives down into the lane. Works back to defense. Oh, beautiful layup. Turning into the Candace Mack show here in the fourth quarter. She's completely dominating the lane. They will drive in around the defenders, making plays happen. Oh, and the ball is almost stripped away that time by Chanel Rossman. All right, Megan Childs has it. She gets it over to Jones, who brings it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Back up to Estes on the top of the key. All right, Anna Barnes now. Oh, she loses it. Took away by Sean Wheeler. Oh, but Jones picks it up. Now back to Candace Mack, actually. Jones never had possession. All right, Coach Barker telling Candace to throw it up, burn down the clock. They have no rush here to try to put more points on the board. All right, Candace bounces into Wheeler. Puts it off the glass. Good for two. And, you know, there's really nothing that the Archangels can do against the offense right now. And the King Cove is just really picking up their game. Like, every element has gotten better. You know, they didn't do really anything wrong in the first half. Oh, foul going to be called there against the rookies as the shot went up. Against Candace Mack, as one of the Archangels was going for a shot, and Candace hit her arm a little bit. All right, so it'll be Robin Jones at the free throw line. She puts up her first shot. And it's good. 16 now for the Archangels, 34 for the rookies, and we got lots of substitutions as Amanda Barnes comes out and Kruger comes in. I believe I can't see who the other one is. All right. That second shot by Jones does not go in. Rebound by Candace Mack. She drives at the sideline, runs into the traffic, blocking charge against the Archangels as she is trying to drive down the sideline. That's going to be a free throw. Oh, and Sean Wheeler gets it wide open on the baseline, tries to pass around Zidzo, but she can't do it. And that goes into the hands now of Kruger. Back to Zidzo. Over now to Panini. Great passing by the Archangels. Oh, but man, who's that? Robin Jones goes for a layup and just runs right into, I believe, Rachel Yatrinoff. That's a definite foul there. Oh, no, that's going to be four for Wheeler. 5 minutes, 51 seconds left to go. The score is 34-16. And Kaylee Calver makes her way to the substitution table. And I believe she's going to go in for Wheeler. All right, yep, and here comes Wheeler. Sit down, take a quick break. Their fourth foul. All right, first shot did not go in. 34-16 still. Jones lines up for a second shot. That one does not go in either. And picked up by Calver. Oh, and thrown away into the middle of a pop. That one goes in the hand of Zidzo. It's on the floor. Timeout being called by the coach for Lewin Christie as his player had possession of the ball for that moment, but it was not going to last that way. Great game by the rookies here. Just really dominating the game and doing a wonderful job. Great to see them coming out on top this game so far. Just with a few minutes left to go here, and score 34-16. Safe to say that barring anything dramatic, the rookies have this one in the bag. So congratulations there if that's what happened. But we'll see. The team from Lumen Christie is a talented squad. They have full potential to mount a comeback. So we'll see what happens here in the fourth quarter. As we wind down, 20 seconds on the last timeout. And immediately following this game, we do have the T-Jacks against Lumen Christie. And again, as we said before, Lumen Christie for the boys, we have heard rumors are an incredibly strong team. And as I see the banners for all their victories in different regions and peninsula conferences, I can believe it. All right, that's the end of the timeout. It'll be a throw-in for Lumen Christie. All right, shot put up, does not go in. Rebound by Zidzo, who puts up her own, and that one does go down. All right, ball and can't pass. We see a full court press coming now, but rookies make short work of it. Oh, but as Calver goes for the post, the ball gets knocked out of her hand, but it goes back in the hands of Candace Mack. All right, over to Chanel Rockland. Okay, now back to Candace Mack. Can't stick with a good pick from Kazak and takes her to the right hand side. Pulls back. Oh! Fouling being called on Candace Mack as she pulled up and slid a little bit. All right. Now the ball is in the hands of Kruger. She passes over to Jones. So Jones drives the baseline, puts up a shot. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Panini. All right, this time Zidzo gets the rebound. She puts up her own shot. That one does not go in. Everyone's fighting for the board. Candace Mack gets it. All right, Candace drives hard to the sideline. And I think they're going to call her out of bounds. She drove the sideline and had some real strong defense being put against her. And so that's going to be possession for the Lumen Christie. All right, Zidzo puts up a shot. Rebound by Yatrinoff. Yatrinoff takes it over now and gives the Candace Mack. Oh, wide open pass to Kazakin. Now to Calver. Calver for a shot. Oh, does not go in. Rebound by Kazakin. That time it does go in. Great rebound. Great shot by Peyton Kazakin. All right. Jones will bring it up for Lumen Christie. She takes it over to number 12, Estes, who tries to get down Panini, Oh, and it almost goes out of bounds, but what a save by Candace Mack. Just flew in there, threw it way back in. Oh, but Jones gets fouled as she goes up for a shot. That'll make the eighth foul for the rookies. Kind of foul heavy in the second quarter. That one on number 20, Chanel Rockburn, only her second, though. All right, so Jones lines up her shot. Oh, in and out. You know, she's got a good shot, and this seems like the Bombers don't want to drop for her tonight as she tries at from the free throw line. All right, this one goes up. That one goes down. All right. One more point now for Lumen Christie. Full court press. Let's see what the rookies can do against it. Pass over to Candace Mack. Candace now passed over to Kazak in the middle. Oh, almost gets lost, but Chanel Rockburn's right there to pick it up. Great play by her, saving that ball. She gets a pick by Rachernoff. Rachernoff back over to Candace Mack. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. 36-19. Candace Mack just takes her time with the ball. Candace brings it down, gets a good pick by Rockburn. No one's there to pick up the assignment. Candace just drives down, goes a little bit too far, puts up a shot off the back of the backboard, picked up by Kruger, and she takes it all the way over. Oh, and the ball just gets slapped out by, as she puts up her shot, Candace Mack did a really good job slowing her down, driving her past the backboard, and she tried to put the shot, and Calver was there to swat it out bounds. Pass goes in Kruger, shot from three. Oh, that one does not go down. Roxton with the rebound. 3 minutes to go here. Oh, Austin almost loses it, but she is able to get it back to Kazak. Kazak gets a pick from Candace. Over now to Chanel. Chanel just dribbles the ball, taking her time. Back over to Kazak. Around the horn now, over to Candace Mack. Down to Chanel, who puts up a shot for two. Does not go in. Rebound by Calver. Oh, Calver gets spots in the mouth and walks away from Kazak. Oh, but 2 points for... 2 points go on the board for, I believe that was Roxlin. Oh, shot from Kruger from three. Ooh, doesn't go in. Good rebound by Jones for the Archangels. Over to Kruger now. All right, down to the post where Cavios tries to get it. I think we're going to have a foul, though, called against Candace Mack for fighting too hard for that ball. Yeah, holding down against her. Forced foul for Candace Mack. 2 minutes and 14 seconds left to go. 10 fouls now for the rookies. So, Vinto will have a chance from the line. First shot missed by Zitzo. That one goes down. 20 now to 38 for the rookies.
And the rookies win.
Oh, and Candace Mack loses the ball, and they're going to call traveling against her on that one as she ran into it. Oh, Coach Barker saying that was a push, and all the fans are saying that too, but they're going to say traveling against Candace Mack. So that'll be a throw-in from the half-court line for the Archangels. Score 38-20 still. All right, a little conversation happening on the sideline between the... All right. So that would be for a little conversation going on from the coach and the ref for Lumen Christie. Not really sure what that was about. All right. Shot from Kruger. Does not go down. Really fast throw in to Kazakin. Trying to get past the full court press. Going to Rockland. Rockland gets it. She passes down to Wheeler. Oh, man. Wheeler with a behind-the-back shot. Doesn't go down.
almost gets a rebound, too, but that goes out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Archangels. All right. And it throws in below the basket. Shot goes up. And it's going to be a foul against the Archangels. And I believe, I'm not sure who's going to go to the line. Okay, Wheeler will go to the line. For a chance for two. 1 minute, 40 seconds left to go. All right, Wheeler gets it. Finds at the shot. Thanks, it. Nothing but net. Going to make sure 3 for 7 now for the day. Been at the line a lot. Missed her first four, but I think she's made the last three. All right, she gets ready for the next one. That one goes down. 4 for 8. 50% from the line tonight. Nothing bad about that. Okay, and now the ball's underway again. 90 seconds to go. Ball's in Estes's hand. She gets her to Megan Childs. Down to the post where Panini, lets go of it. Into the hands of Kazakin. Now Candace has it. She drives the sideline. She's being pushed pretty hard by number 4, Hannah Barnes. But a really good pick set up by Rockland. Another second time this one happened. All right, and she picks and rolls, passes over to Rockland. Okay, now over to Rachel. Now to Candace Mack. Over now to Shauna Wheeler. Underneath the basket, puts up a shot, doesn't go in, less than a minute to go. And Megan Child has it. She gets over to Estes, she quickly moves it down the court. Alright, Estes now to Anna Barnes. She puts up a shot, does not go down. Rebound by Candace Mack. Candace tried to pass the ball, and it went right into Panini and out of bounds. That was a really hard pass. It just went right into her. All right, 43 seconds left to go. And Kazakin has it. She drives down, puts up to Wheeler. Wheeler puts up the basket for two. 42-20 now. 3 minutes and 32 seconds left to go. All right, Estes has it for the Archangels. Drives down the lane. Loses it. Picked up by Candace Mack. Candace has the ball. She takes it over to the left-hand side. Drives down the lane. Oh, and Rachel has a bit of a shot for two. Does not go down. Off the backboard. 10 seconds left to go. Megan Childs has it. And ball gets flipped away by Kazakin. Oh, into the hands of Zizzo. Puts up one last shot. No good. 42-20 now. For the St. Joe's rookie. Great job winning that one. Dominated that game. Not from the get-go, but definitely the second half. They just completely controlled every second of it. A good effort by the girls. We've got another game coming right up. King Cove, Keith Jack versus the Lumen Christy Archangels. Should prove to be one of the best games of the night without any doubt. Seattle Archangels practicing. Obviously a very talented squad. And we know our boys from King Cove are also very, very good themselves. So it should be fun to see what happens here.